If you are Katrina Brown from Halifax or Megan Dieter of Cambridge, Ontario, you've both had some severe problems getting your car fixed. In this case, Toyota's. Katrina Brown has been waiting 57 days to get her car repaired after it was damaged in a highway accident. Toyota says, well, we don't know where the parts are. We're automating. We can't find anything. Megan Dieter of Cambridge, Ontario, waited nearly a month for parts after her car was hit in a hit and run in June. Took a month to get that thing fixed. And I'm just wondering if this has happened to you. I mean, you know, not specifically just waiting for parts from Toyota, but being told by whatever the company is, oh, we're automating everything and it's, you know, it's taking a little while to pull all this together. Let me know. 416-872-1010, or you can text me at 71010. We have Samantha on the line. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to the Nightside.
Hi, Richard.
Hi.
I love your hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Number one, Richard, I called you a couple weeks ago to tell you that I was in an Uber driver hit me and there is no witnesses to help me.
I remember that.
Right. So and guess what? I have a brand new Toyota.
Oh, man.
And I'm driving around in a brand new Toyota that is damaged because of these, not fixed because of this part shortage.
Yes.
Yesterday, I brought the car in for service. And they told me that Toyota's going to need one more month to sort this out. And what it is, it's some computer program that they got that they changed over to that messed up all the inventory.
Yeah, they've automated and now they can't find anything.
Right, right. So I'm in the same boat. My accident was July 22nd, and it is now almost September, and I'm still driving around in a broken up car.
But how are you feeling after the accident?
Well, I'm feeling better now because of physiotherapy and stuff, but I'm still not happy because I have to pay the deductible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm in the same boat as those two other ladies that do not have to wait for indefinitely.
Yep.
They told me the parts are indefinitely back ordered.
Wow. Well, Samantha, I hope that you're feeling better. I hope that your car get fixed soon and that you know, you don't get into any more car accidents.
Right. Me too. It wasn't my fault.
I know. I know. Well, we'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Samantha. We've got Bonnie on the line. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the Nightside.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
So this just happened to you.
Yes, it did. But I just wanted to let people know that Toyota asked if they cannot get parts after, I believe it's 2 weeks, they have to give you a free rental car.
Is that true?
Yes.
Never heard this before. So is that what they did in your case?
Yes, but the place I took my vehicle did not tell me that.
Right.
So what I did was I was phoning around to see if I can find parts at different dealerships. And one of the staff at one of the dealerships told me that. My dealership did not tell me that.
Did he tell you that, but whisper it? Don't tell anyone I told you, but...
He said, don't tell them my name. Yeah, he said, don't tell them I told you that.
And
no, exactly, he did. He honestly did say that. So then I called my dealership and I said, hey, aren't you guys supposed to offer me... a free ride.
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. They said, yeah, we are. So I did get a loaner for free, a brand new vehicle. Yeah.
And it was $4,000 worth of work that you needed done.
Power steering.
Oh, right.
Everything, like the power steering unit, the lines, yeah, everything. It was a lot. But the one thing that I wasn't happy about is that because I had to leave the vehicle there for a long time because they might leave it there, my bumper actually got
scratched
while it was there. Yeah.
Well, is it all fixed now?
Well, they've offered to spray the one side.
Right.
I haven't brought it in yet, but they did offer to do that.
Right.
So.
Well, Bonnie, thank you for the call.
Yeah. No, another heads up, though, just for people. If you do, take them up on that rental, you'll get your part sooner because the more it costs Toyota to pay for that lease,
the
gonna
the faster it's going to be on the other end.
Yep.
This is the most informative call we've had all night. Bonnie, thanks so much.
No problem. Take care.
I appreciate it. We're getting some text on this at 71010. And also, as always, if you have a story about waiting a long time to get a part for your car, or if you think that automation is just going to make this happen more and more and more. I mean, the idea is to streamline this whole process, right? To make sure that, you know, if you need XYZ bumper, you can just type it in a computer and all of a sudden it'll say, we have three of those in Grand Bend and we can get one here within 2 days. That doesn't seem to be happening here. So do we miss the days when, you know, you could just make a phone call and find out, talk to a human and find out what was what? Call me at 416-872-1010 or text me at 71010. There's a couple of texts here I wanted to get to. Your previous caller said the accident wasn't her fault, but she had to pay the deductible. In Ontario, if you are not at fault, you do not have to pay the deductible. Samantha, I hope you're listening. You only pay the deductible on a collision if you are at fault. There's also a question or a text here. I'm in the parts management business, getting Toyota parts from Buffalo now, they say. Someone from Halifax. Hey, Halifax is listening. You are my people. I am from Nova Scotia. I'm waving. I'm giving you a radio wave. I work for a Ford dealership. Mustang owners had to wait almost a year for parts for an airbag recall. It's not unusual. I'd love to hear your stories about this. We're going to hang on to this topic for another quick segment. Are you having trouble getting parts for your car, no matter what the make is, but Toyota seems to be under fire for this right now? And is it because of automation? Do you think that automation is actually, in some cases, making it, you know, a little bit more complicated? Look at the snafu with the LCBO this summer. Look what's happening here with Toyota. Would you prefer if you could just actually just make a phone call, talk to a human, and place the order? Let me know. We've got George on the line. Hey, George, welcome to the Night Side.
Hey, Richard, thanks. I just want to clarify the rental thing with the lady that called last, said she was entitled to a rental.
Yep.
Manufacturer will provide a rental as long as the car is not safe to drive,
right,
or is not drivable. I'd want to clarify that, because if the dealership has to order a part and it's going to be 2 days, 3 days, it's not back ordered, they're not entitled to a rental.
Right.
Now, some dealers will have a loaner or work out something for the customer. But if the vehicle is not drivable or unsafe to drive, then absolutely, manufacturer will cover a rental.
Right. But if you just got a ding in the bumper, you got to get buffed out, you're not getting a rental car.
No.
George, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We've got Deborah on the line. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the Night Side.
Hi. I work at a local dealership here in, I live in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Well, so I work one of my people. Well, hello.
For a Ford dealer. I listen to you guys every night from here. I'm originally from Toronto, so I enjoy hearing what's going on from there.
Absolutely.
But I was, when the recall for the airbags first came out on Mustangs about 3 or 4 years ago, Mustang drivers were waiting a year to get them.
That is
crazy.
So
it's not unusual at all to wait that long for parts. Now, I don't know that, you know, the collision end of it, but I do know the service end of it because I do work in service.
That's right.
And it's not unusual at all.
And that's in Dartmouth. You're in Dartmouth right now.
Yes, and we get all our parts mostly from Bramley or the States.
Right. And I got to ask, because I'm from Nova Scotia. I'm from not far from Dartmouth. What's the weather been like this summer?
It's been good.
Yeah?
Really good. Rain today, because we're getting some of tropical storm Aaron, I guess. We're getting some of that, so it's been raining all day here. I'm actually in Cole Harbor. You must know where that is.
I do indeed.
Yeah.
Well,
but I enjoy your shows.
Well, thank you. And please say hi to my people down there in Nova Scotia. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again, Deborah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. We've got Jim on the line. Hey, Jim.
Hi.
Welcome to the Night Side.
So these parts, this situation that started with Toyota, because we're in the collision repair business,
right,
these parts were in stock in the warehouse. They just logistically, for whatever reason, their computer glitch. Literally, we had cars sitting for 60 days.
Wow.
And the parts were literally 1 hour drive away. And for some reason, they can't just pay a person to go to the shelf, pick the part, or find it because the warehouse is so big.
Yeah.
And deliver them to their suppliers. It was a mess for the last 2 months.
But somebody had to put the part there. You would think that it would be easy to say, Jim, you put all the carburetors away last week. Go find me one.
I totally agree. Someone did put the parts there, but I guess everything's in boxes and wrapped up in packaging. And so all you have now is a tiny little barcode number with the part number. So no one's going to go look at every number, right?
Right, right.
Everything's automated. Terrible.
Well, you know, in some cases, I think automation, you know, will benefit. But I just keep hearing these kind of snafus about automation, you know, not working the way it's supposed to and people being very inconvenienced with it. It happened with the LCBO this summer, and it seems to be happening here, too.
But you should always have a paper backup, like always.
Yep.
There should always be a backup plan. And they obviously did not have one, right? In case power goes out for whatever, a week or 2 days or whatever, there should always be a backup plan, but there wasn't.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right.
And we've got Andrew on the line. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the Nightside.
Thank you.
So you had to wait 2.5 months, 2.5 months.
That's correct. The passenger side of my Highlander was blowing cold air.
Right.
Only cold air.
So not so bad in August, but not great in December.
Well, not so bad, exactly. And so I bring it into the shop. They have to take apart the dash. It takes about 4 hours to get to where they got to get to install the thing. The whole front of the car is taken apart inside, and they order the part. They say, 10 days. So 2 months later, my car is sitting there completely taken apart. I phone Toyota Canada customer service. I say, where's the part? They tell me, we don't know. And we can't tell you when it's coming in.
Man, I mean, it's too bad that you can't just say, well, keep it. Keep it. I don't want it back.
I couldn't. And so finally, they did give me a rental.
Right.
But only after I sent a letter to the president of Toyota in Japan.
Is that right?
That's right. And then Toyota Canada phoned me back and said, we have a letter here that you sent to Japan. We'd like to offer you a rental.
And meanwhile, your car is still sitting in pieces in their shop somewhere.
I finally have it back, and it's working perfectly.
Good. I'm glad.
Can I do a shout-out to who fixed it?
Absolutely.
Advanced Automotive, Leslie and 401.
Well, Andrew, I'm glad it all worked out for you eventually, anyway.
Exactly.
It took a little while, and you had to write a letter, but it all worked out.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. The person that wrote in from St. Catharines and said, you're really not a car guy. Carburetors have been out for at least 20 years. You're right. I'm really not a car guy. Let me see how many parts of a car I can name. A carburetor, wheels, and a steering wheel. That's about it. An engine. We are also hearing from Ajax. I heard you talk about Toyota and their parts. Toyota don't really need parts. They don't break down. Hmm. I think that a lot of what we're talking about here, except for in the case of Andrew, our last caller here, were collisions. And in that case, absolutely, they need some parts there. From Ontario, on the text board, it's 71010. Hey, my story is my electric car battery keeps puffing up in the winter, and they cost $50 or $60 to replace. I'm not sure if that person is complaining or if he's saying, hey, it's only 50 or 60 bucks to replace the thing that goes wrong with my car. I think that's pretty good, 50 or 60 bucks, because whenever I've owned a car, and listen, it's been a long time, anything that went wrong, minimum 500 bucks to fix it, minimum.